All right, well, welcome to a special edition of the Christian Podcast Community. Did you notice? It's 2019. Well, like everybody else, we want to do a best of. We want to talk about the best of both podcasts and podcast episodes that we picked from 2018. I'm joined with my co-host, Colleen Sharp from Theology Gals, and she's the administrator of the Christian Podcast Community.
And some people might not know, if they're new to listening to us, that we have a podcast called So You Want to Be a Podcaster. So if you're new to podcasting, or maybe you're a seasoned podcaster, definitely check that out for some podcasting tips.
Wait, who are the hosts of that podcast?
I just said we are, so that would be Andrew Rappaport and Colleen Sharp.
Oh my, better get to work on that. It's January already. But what we want to do is we want to kind of give some awards and give some recognition to folks that we think in 2018 did some great podcasts. Now, we're going to let you guys know, you're going to be expecting to hear some of your favorite podcasts that you think everyone listens to this podcast. You may be surprised to hear the ones on our list, because there are a ton of really, really, really good podcasts that a lot of people don't know about yet. And we want to highlight them as much as the big guys that everyone else listens to, because there's some really good people doing great podcasts that just don't have as many downloads yet. But I think they're going to. But before we start with those, what I want to do is I want to start, Colleen, with what I thought were some of your best episodes over this past year. Theology Gals, yes. And in no particular order. So I want to go over the best Theology Gals episodes that I thought were your best and give you some reasons why. And then I want to see what you think were your best episodes on Theology Gals. Now, one of the ones I thought was one of your better ones was really your episode 64, Can Men and Women Be Friends? And you were dealing with the Pence Rule. Boy, you know, this episode was really almost prophetic if you go back and listen to that after the Me Too movement, because you did this before the whole Me Too movement. And, you know, if more people followed what you guys said in that episode, we wouldn't be having these issues of the Me Too movement. And so I put that up there as probably one of the better ones that you had. I then put two. You had a part one and part two on law and gospel. Those are episodes 47 and 48. And I'll tell you why I had those as your top, and I kind of put those together as your best episodes. And I think it's because the law and gospel, you and your co-hosts are Presbyterian, and the law-gospel distinction is so important in your theology, your systematic theology, that you guys kept referencing back to that episode. So that really is an important episode for the listeners to listen to, because the law-gospel distinction is so important. I guess really I should have put this other one up with the with episode 64, because episode 70, you had Amy Bird on, Why Can't We Be Friends? And I think that that was a great episode that you had because of the fact that there is so much question on whether men and women, even whether married or single, can even be friends, whether like all men are always just lusting after women, or whether they can actually have a platonic relationship. And I think there's some people who struggle with their thought life, and because of that, they think everyone else struggles. And so I think that it does. I mean, there is some things that you guys brought out that there are some real concerns that we should have. But you really tackled kind of a taboo topic in Christianity of men and women relationships, and whether you can have men and women that are just friends without having any sexual component to that. And that's almost taboo. And I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Controversial. Are those two episodes that you mentioned about whether men and women can be friends, and then why can't we be friends with Amy Bird? Those, we got some pushback just from a few people on those.
Yeah, but you know, it's taboo, and some people don't always want to think through things. But you had another two-parter that I thought was on your of your best episodes, again, because of the fact that it addressed something. And that was the ones on Federal Vision, episodes 76 and 77. A lot of people didn't know what Federal Vision was and all about it. And you had Dewey Roberts on, and he did a great and very thorough job of not only stating something, but supporting his claims. And I know that that was something that's important because you were dealing, again, with something that a lot of people kind of know about but don't want to say. And you guys just said, no, we're going to mention it. And then the other one that I have on my list for you is episode 79. It's with your episode, Girl, Check Your Theology. And it deals with the book, Girl, Wash Your Face. You were the first that, at least I heard, the first podcast I saw, and really the first review of the book that I had seen being shared out there. And then after you came out with that podcast, I started seeing a whole lot of other people pick up on this. This is like a number one bestseller in Christianity, and you were showing how the theology isn't Christian. So I think that those were your best episodes this year.
Well, let me, before I get to what I think my best episodes were this year, I'd like to just mention a few. I think you picked more than I did as far, but I have a few favorite rap reports from the year. And I think probably right up there is one of my very favorites was your interview with Daryl Harrison. And Daryl Harrison is from the podcast Just Thinking and does such an excellent job discussing the social justice movement. And I really thought that was just one of your top episodes. It was a great conversation between you and Daryl.
Let me just give feedback. Folks may not realize that was that episode we did not, we're scheduled to record. And that's when an article came out about being more, about being black and white versus Christian. And we just both read it that day and responded to that.
And you guys did such an excellent job. It was a great conversation, and really thought that was, I mean, you had so many good episodes, but that was one that I really liked. Now, this one, I could not remember the title of it, and Andrew didn't know ahead of time what episodes I was going to say, so he's going to have to give me the title of it because I searched, and I couldn't remember what it was called, but it was one of your rap report dailies, and it was when you read a letter from your daughter. I think that was just really, that was just such a touching episode, and you could tell the way that you talked about it, how much that meant to you. I think it was just so special to get this letter from your daughter. We're going to link that. It's only 2 minutes long, so go listen to it because it's just a neat father-daughter moment, I think. If you're a father, this is the sort of letter you'd love to get from your daughter one day. And one of the a series that you did on the Rap Report Daily, for those who don't know, Andrew does a Rap Report Weekly, which is a longer podcast, and he has just some 2-minute episodes through the week, and he often tackles different series. And one that I really, really appreciated was your series on Jehovah's Witnesses. And I think probably because my son has a friend that left the Jehovah's Witnesses after she turned 18, even though she'd been questioning it prior to that. And so that series came along right as we were talking with her. And so that series I really appreciated a lot. And then also your episode with Amy Matravati on depression. And really, I thought you guys just dealt with this. So often Christians struggle to deal with the issues of depression and anxiety in a careful and wise manner. And I thought that episode really approached that topic in just a careful and wise way. And in a way that offers encouragement to those that suffer with those things. So those are my favorite rap reports.
Well, I'll give you my what I thought were my better rap reports. And And actually, we're going to have to see whether my list, whether your list on what I thought were your better ones match. I didn't have any of those in my list. I thought one of my better ones was probably where I responded to Ben Shapiro in his interview with Michael Schumer. And he was explaining why he thought Jesus wasn't the Messiah. And I was think it was good because a lot of people didn't know and don't know the Jewish mindset and Jewish way of viewing the Messiah, can't understand why the Jewish people don't see Jesus as a Messiah, don't see the fulfillments. And I tried to address what Ben Shapiro was saying with what scriptures actually say. As far as the daily one, I think one of my better daily ones was really during the mix of that whole thing with Brett Kavanaugh. And I asked, is Brett Kavanaugh guilty until proven innocent? And it was interesting because after that podcast came out, I saw a lot of people making the same claim that I had made in there. Now, I'm sure it wasn't because they listened to my podcast, because I heard, you know, people like Sean Hannity saying it, but I hadn't heard it said before I did that podcast. And so, but it was one that got a lot of people to respond and to realize. And I had one woman who had been abused and was very difficult for her not to say Kavanaugh was automatically guilty because of what happened in her life. And it allowed for an opportunity to counsel with her and help her see that not all men are guilty just because of what happened to her. But I do think that something happened to that woman in that case, but it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh, as the FBI ended up revealing. The other one I thought was really important was the Black Hebrew Israelites, because they are very difficult to deal with. And I got a lot of feedback from that because people didn't know how to tactfully address when they're on the streets and the Black Hebrew Israelites are just in a group mentality and going after someone, how to deal with it. And we played an interaction of me with a bunch of Black Hebrew Israelites so that it wasn't just me explaining it, but they got to see it. I think that another one was my daily my weekly episode with the Statement on Social Justice with Josh Bice. I think that one was probably because that was the most downloads. And really the reason we had the most downloads is because we had designed that broke the story. There were some issues because we did it. And then we decided the decision was to hold the statement for two more weeks. So I had to pull that podcast back and re-release it. But we really broke the news on that. Nobody knew that statement was in the works until that had come out. And that was really the breaking of the story for a lot of folks. But I think one of the last ones I had on my list was, is Jesus polyamorous? Because people couldn't believe what someone that was claiming to be a Christian was saying about Jesus, and just showing how hermeneutically, that means how you interpret the Bible, or culturally, why the claims that were being made just weren't valid. So those are the ones I thought were my better ones. Colleen, what did you think were your best episodes on Theology Gals?
Well, first of all, I do want to say a couple that you mentioned are ones that it was hard for me to think back and remember all of your episodes, but you and I both have a Jewish background, and I really liked the Ben Shapiro one so much, I sent it to my father, who doesn't listen to podcasts, and I said, you need to listen to this, because my father is a convert from Orthodox Judaism. So that really was a great one, along with the Kavanaugh one. So those were definitely two that I didn't think of off the top of my head, but as you mentioned them, I'm reminded that those were ones that I really appreciated this year. So I think for Theology Gals, probably my two top favorite of the year was first, the gospel for indebted women with tattoos and everyone else. And that was based on a post by extremely conservative Christian, probably more patriarchy woman, that said men prefer debt-free virgins without tattoos. And the problem with her post was not that she was trying to say that sex is only for marriage, which of course we affirm and things like that, but there was no gospel. As you and I know, Andrew, so many women come to Christ later and maybe have things in their past. And so we really wanted to focus on the gospel. And also one thing we did in that episode was address different things that women, that Christian women specifically, are faced with. And we kind of looked at those things next to scripture. So that was a real big one for us. And the one that you mentioned, a girl check your theology, was by far our most popular episode of the year. The amount, thousands of people listened to that episode, thousands and thousands, and just shocking how many people listened to that. And the response we got was mainly positive, but we did get people said we were mean and judgmental and that sort of thing too, because it is the most popular Christian book. Well, it's called Christian book, but we said it's not Christian at all, but it is called Christian. But most popular Christian book of the year for women, and even used in Bible studies, and it's got a false gospel in it. And then I would say that our the others that you mentioned, I do think the law and gospel, since I had two different co-hosts this year, law and gospel episodes were my favorite episodes that I did with Ashley. And I think that both of us even said, when I asked Ashley what her favorite episodes were, she mentioned the law and gospel one. And then our two-part series, it kind of went two parts on, you know, whether men and women can be friends. And we really tried to approach that in a wise way. And some people misunderstood what we were saying, because we did say that the Pence rule doesn't always work for every single situation. But what we really tried to focus on is being wise and building strong marriages and using wisdom in these relationships and what it means to be brothers and sisters in Christ. And lastly, I would say our modesty episode was also another favorite of ours. And we got just really great feedback on that episode. We really grew a lot this year. I mean, we grew like crazy this year. This was our second year podcasting, and it was a exciting year for us.
And you know, you mentioned you didn't know where some of my episodes were. I do have a few more episodes than you, only because I do an episode a day.
Right.
So, yeah, I do have almost 300 episodes. So, okay, let us, before we get into the best podcast, we're going to start by looking at the best podcast that we think for 2018, and then we're going to look at best podcast episodes. But I want to invite folks, if you are a Christian podcaster, you may want to think about joining the Christian podcast community. Now, we have a Facebook group that's kind of open to more people, and people can come into that group. There's actually another group by the same name. But in our Christian podcast community, we're going to help you be a better Christian podcaster. But that's the Facebook group. That's not actually the community. The community is part of Striving for Eternity. That's who hosts Christian podcast community. And we host podcasts, but we're also doing discipleship to help podcasters improve. And we're hoping to be able to have a lot of services that we'll be able to provide at discounts or basically reduce costs. And the goal of our community is this: we just want Christian podcasters helping one another. A crazy idea. We want to see Christians, maybe you have an expertise in web design and it would take you 10 minutes, what it would take someone that doesn't know web 3 days to learn and do. Well, that's what we're looking at. Hey, can you spend 10 minutes helping out someone that doesn't have that expertise? That's what we're looking to do, get Christians just spending a little bit of time to help one another in the community. And we want to form a community of people that are going to help one another, promote one another's podcasts. Biggest problem that we see in podcasting, social media, is everyone does self-promotion. But if you're promoting others and you have way more people promoting you, you're going to get a lot more promotion and to a new audience. And that's kind of the mindset. Here's why. In the last year, and I know, Colleen, you know these numbers, but there's today, as of 2019, there are 600,000 podcasts, and 200,000 of them started in 2018. In other words, one third of all the podcasts, and podcasting has been around for a while, but one third of them all started last year. The largest category is religion and spirituality. It is filled. If you look at the top podcasts in those in religion and spirituality, it is filled with garbage. And at the Christian Podcast Community, we want to help Christians to provide better content, better quality, so that the better message gets heard. And with that, let's talk about what the voting that we had, what we thought were the best podcasts. Now, the first several will be in no specific order. The last one is going to be the one that we think is the best. So these first ones that we're going to mention are just the ones that we think are in the top category, the top of the list, best out of all the podcasts that we listened to and had input on. And then we'll give you what we think is the best one. So I'll start with Wretched Radio. I enjoy Todd Friel. He's great content. I'll tell you what I love about Wretched Radio. Todd Friel does discernment ministries, and he knows that there is a line not to cross over. He goes right to that, never goes over a line where you say, oh, you went too far. He's always cautious to protect the reputation of other people. And he'll say, we're not going to say this because we don't have this information. Even if everyone else is saying it, we're not going to do that here. And I love that about Wretched Radio. A very fast pace. He is quick-witted, very funny. He was, before he got saved, a comedian. So you have humor, you have a lot of content, very quick-witted, and yet you can trust that he won't go over the line of discernment and get into gossip or slander. So that'd be one of the ones I think is up there.
So this is going to be one that a lot of you probably haven't heard of before, but I highly recommend checking it out. And that is Theology Driven. And they are three guys that are in a car driving around town and discussing various topics through a biblical lens. And a lot of it is from a Reformed Baptist perspective. They did, for instance, a response to an episode Andrew and I did on the Sabbath. And so they kind of approached it from Reformed Baptist perspective. But even though I'm going to disagree with them on some things, I appreciate those guys and recommend you check them out.
Well, let me say, Theology Driven, for the record, I'm not going to admit that they're actually in a car. Their show is that two of them are in the car recording and talking theology. My joke with Rap Report is I always joke that they're not actually in the car. They're just doing a soundboard. And we did get together, and we should have been recording when we were talking the Sabbath. I'll just say that. Everyone who wasn't at the Bible Museum for the Christian Podcast event, you missed a great discussion on the Sabbath. But unfortunately, it wasn't recorded. But those guys, they hop in a car. They talk theology, so they say they hop in a car. And really what they're talking about is that our life should be theology driven. It should affect everything. I want to talk, one of the ones I listen to every day is The Briefing. The Briefing is one that it is, if you're not familiar with Al Mohler, but The Briefing is a daily analysis of news and events from a Christian worldview. That's how he defines it. It's about 20 minutes long. It's very quick, but he doesn't stay on just one topic all the time. He usually has two or three topics. And so you really get an understanding of what's going on in the news and as a Christian, how we should view it. And that is one of the more popular podcasts out there for Christians.
This wouldn't be a complete list without mentioning The Dividing Line with James White from Alpha and Omega Ministries. And if you haven't listened to him, first of all, I always have to concentrate when I'm listening to him because some of his stuff is pretty deep. And what he talks about apologetics, he talks about different stuff with the text of scripture. and is so intelligent. Sometimes I'm not sure I understand what he's saying, but really responds to a lot of great stuff too. So when there's different debates, theological debates that I might not even be aware of, he'll respond to them. Recently, he actually did a debate on the show with an independent fundamentalist Baptist about Calvinism. And that was definitely worth listening to that one. They're on YouTube. I often will put them on YouTube when I'm doing something, put them on my TV. I don't generally listen to them as podcasts. Some things I just like watching on YouTube. Do you want to add anything about the dividing line,
Andrew? So one of the things I think is so good about James White and the dividing line is he takes typically a very difficult topic, and one that I love, textual criticism. I love to study that. I find very few people who can make textual criticism easy to understand. It usually goes over people's heads. And yet, because of the work that James White has done on the Dividing Line podcast, it really has helped a lot of people to understand textual criticism, the importance of it. So that's one of the things. I mean, all the other stuff he does is great too, but that's one thing I think that highlights, that sets the Dividing Line apart from other scholarly type podcasts. He really brings everything down to a practical level, even something like textual criticism, and does a great job with it.
One thing that I also appreciate about him, and I know this is something that has gotten him criticism, but he does have relationships with people that he disagrees with theologically. And that's something that's important to me. Andrew and I are friends, and we have very different theological views on some things, but of course we're united on the gospel. And, you know, James White has been criticized for different relationships he has, but that's something that I appreciate that is demonstrated.
We're friends. It's a good thing we did that podcast episode. And now I know we could be friends. So let me take one, and that is Growth Project Radio. I started listening to this one this year, and this is with Dr. Danny Purvis and Robert, and I'm probably going to butcher his name and he's going to hate me, but Robert Hooten, something like that. Sorry, Robert. But the content there is great, and they're looking to do discipleship, and they have so many topics that they cover discussing theology. They say they discuss everything from theology to the arts. Haven't seen too much of the arts, but I saw a lot on theology, and make it very discipleship oriented. And they have really good information. He does another one, not just a Growth Project Radio, but Dr. Purvis has another one where it's called 5 Minutes with Danny Purvis, and yet it's always like 7 to 8 minutes long. So I always jokingly say it's the best 8 minutes that you can listen to for a 5 minute podcast. But again, quick. So if you like those shorter stuff, you could go look for his one on that. But I think they have some great stuff out there. A lot of people don't know of what's going on at Growth Project Radio, and that's a good one to listen to.
And let's just do a quick shout out to Dr. Danny Purvis and his new book, The Marriage Pyramid. That just came out recently, so definitely go check that out too. So,
very practical book on marriage.
Yeah, and he has a lot of experience in marriage counseling, since he was a military chaplain for years and years. He did a lot of marriage counseling, and I think really has a lot of wisdom from his experience with that. So one that is a favorite in the Theology Gals group and a favorite of mine is Mortification of Spin. And that's a podcast through Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals with Carl Truman, Todd Pruitt, and Amy Bird. And it's about a half an hour podcast, and they do all sorts of topics, theological things that are going on in the church. And it's a great discussion having the three of them there, because you have Amy, who's written some wonderful books, especially for women on different theological topics. And then you have Carl Truman and Todd Pruitt, who are both pastors. So the three of them together really have just some good chemistry and a lot of wise things to add to the discussions.
Another one of mine that I really like listen to it weekly is Stand to Reason. I enjoy listening to Greg Kochel and the way he presents things. He's very whimsical in the way he addresses things. He has two podcasts, his Stand to Reason podcast, which is a longer one. Then they have a hashtag STR Ask, which is a shorter 20-minute one where they ask one question. He's got 4 minutes to answer. And I think both of them are good. His Stand to Reason is a call-in show. So he usually does a monologue and then takes calls. Deals with lots of different topics. Sometimes you never know what's going to be the topic because it's callers. And I think that that's a great one to listen to.
So this one is a little bit personal to me, and that is the Thinking Fellows. So some of you may not have heard of the Thinking Fellows podcast because it is a Lutheran podcast, but a lot of other people enjoy listening to them, and they talk about theology, history, a lot of good church history stuff on their podcast, and apologetics. And it's hosted by Caleb Keith, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, Scott Keith, who's actually Caleb's father, and Adam Francisco. And so just full disclosure, it's a podcast of 1517 Legacy, which is an organization that was started by my brother-in-law, Ted Rosenblatt, and Rod is grandpa to my niece and nephews. So little personal connection there, but I have just appreciated so many of their episodes. I especially really enjoy when they get into some of the church history stuff. They have some different guests that they've had on that are just amazing historians, but also just some of the theological topics. And sometimes they will address the difference between Reformed and Lutheran on some things. If you're not familiar with Rod Rosenblatt, he was on the White Horse Inn radio show for 25 years with a couple Reformed guys, a roundtable discussion on theology. So this is the project that he's working on now.
I just subscribed to that one, but don't tell Ted. I don't want him to think that I'm, you know, listening to Lutherans now. But, yeah, you said Rod Rosenblatt with White Horse Inn. I used to listen to them on cassette tape, so it tells you how long they've been doing it.
Oh, actually, I have a box of White Horse Inn cassette tapes underneath my bed. I used to set up my radio and my little stereo to record the episodes, and I had it on a timer because sometimes I wasn't home when it came on, so that the timer would turn on when the show started, and I had it set to record. I had a nice little setup, and then I was an innkeeper where they sent you a tape once a month. And just a fun fact, I started listening to White Horse Inn on May 8th, 1994, the night I met my husband at a birthday party, because we started talking about theology, and he said, oh, you need to listen to this show called The White Horse Inn. So
your husband turned you on to it.
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, I probably have, if you want to get rid of those tapes, I converted all my tapes over to MP3.
Yeah, so that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, so that was a long time ago. The next one that I enjoy listening to, and this one's going to be a little bit more specialized, is A Viewpoint on Mormonism. These are two friends of mine, people I've gotten to know, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. It's a short 14-minute show that deals with Mormonism. If you're not familiar with Mormonism, you may not have an interest, but other than Sandra Tanner, I don't think there's anybody in the world that understands Mormonism better than the guys at Mormonism Research Ministries, and their viewpoint on Mormonism is always packed with information, and you could listen to almost any show and you're going to learn something and go, I never knew that about Mormonism, even if you study Mormonism. They have so much that they present, so that's one of the ones I enjoy, but I also enjoy studying about cults and false religions. I'm nuts.
Yeah, well, Andrew actually has a great book on that topic. I think that's one reason why I enjoyed your series on Jehovah's Witness, because you really do a great job talking about cults, and you have the book, What Do They Believe?, that goes through and talks about some of the different cults.
I should give a plug as well for the book that was produced from Mormon Research Ministry that I did add a chapter to, which is the book Sharing the Good News with Mormons with 20-some authors and very well-known authors. It was edited by Sean McDowell, Josh McDowell's son. And so you could get either of those at the strivingforeternity.org. Go there, go to our store. You could get both of those if you're interested in Mormonism or if you're other religions.
So this is a podcast that may not be as familiar to people, but I highly recommend it. And that is the Freed Thinker podcast. And that's with Tyler Vella. And Tyler hits all sorts of topics. He does a lot in apologetics, but he'll also address things that have to practical things of the Christian life, which we're going to talk about later since he's one of our favorite episodes of the year, and also just various deep theological and biblical topics.
You know, one of the things I like about Tyler is he's so thorough with topics. I would say if you want to get, I think it was a three-part series he did on slavery in the Old Testament, a must listen. He went through so detailed and things that you suddenly realize that all the arguments people make against slavery, against Christianity, doesn't hold any weight. He goes through it in such a detailed fashion. It's a great podcast. One of the ones I enjoy listening to, and I'm going to get in trouble because I bust on these guys a lot. I like to give them a hard time, and they're going to be like, wait, Andrew is saying we're one of the better podcasts? Yes, Voice of Reason Radio. Voice of Reason Radio is Chris Honholds and Richard Story. They just provide some very good biblical theology and practical applications. I would like to say it's weekly, but sometimes life gets in the way with them. But every episode is worth listening to. They joke around. They have some fun. They're just two laymen. They're not theologians. They're not taught in these realms, but they're guys who really study the scriptures and have a heart for God. And they started this Voice of Reason is because what frustrated them is listening to all these people that would go out and just badmouth one another and do things on social media. And they really were like, guys, can we have some reason here? And so they wanted to be a voice of reason. And it's one that I really encourage you to listen to.
So another one that probably a lot of people are going to be familiar with, and that is Fighting for the Faith with Chris Roseborough. Now, if you aren't familiar with Fighting for the Faith, he does a lot of polemics. And so if you're not familiar with that, he criticizes and critiques things within the church that aren't good. He has done some excellent work talking about the problems with Word of Faith and various teachers within Word of Faith and various heresies within that. And Hebrew Roots is another one that he has addressed. Just so many different topics. He'll sometimes even play sermons that from different churches and show the problems with it. Now, Chris is a Lutheran, but unless you listen to the sermon part of his podcast, which he sometimes plays a sermon, I think that the Lutheran theology is not at all central to what he does there. And I know that a lot of people have been really helped if they've got family that's in the ultra charismatic or Word of Faith. And the thing about Chris is that he came out of that. So he knows a lot about it just from his own experience, but then also from his own studies.
And then before we get to the big reveal of the one that we think is the best podcast, the last one that I have is 5 Minutes of Church History. This is with Dr. Stephen Nichols, and it's 5 minutes long. And yet you go through church history, and in 5 minutes, you're getting a lot of information. It's amazing how much he packs in. And so if you like church history, that's one where you should listen to. It's only 5 minutes long, and you get so much information. And so with that, those are all the top podcasts that Colleen and I think are the top podcasts. But there's one that we think is the best podcast. And it's not one that many people probably even heard of before 2018. And Colleen, we would have to admit that this was probably the reason we have to say this is the best podcast is because when you and I were looking at best episodes, so many of them were from this podcast, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, and I think that one reason, you know, I want to say that there are so many great podcasts out there that I have more on my list than even this. Just even as we're talking, you know, there's so many great podcasts like Regular Reform Guys and Heidelcast and the Reformed Brotherhood. There's just so many great ones. But I think that the podcast that we chose for the best of 2018, I think it started in 2018. I might be wrong about that, but it really knocked it out of the park. It really came in and really helped so many people, especially on the issue of social justice when that was being talked about in Christian circles so much.
Yeah, because this is a podcast that's part of the Bar Podcasting Network, and it is with Daryl Harris and Virgil Walker. It's called Just Thinking. And they deal with social issues from a biblical worldview. And they came in and started addressing the issues of social justice as the Martin Luther King 50 conference was on. And just two men who are African-American descent or, you know, African-Americans. And because of that, they get a lot of heat because of their positions. But their positions are from the scripture. They open up the scriptures every week and just go through what the scripture says, and their thinking is so clear and crisp. Their analysis of the social issues is one where when you're listening to them, it's refreshing to hear what they have to say. And so Just Thinking is the best podcast as awarded by the Christian podcast community for 2018. So we want to congratulate them.
So I think now we're just going to talk about just a few of the episodes from 2018 that we just thought were especially excellent. And I think you should start with a couple of your favorite Just Thinking podcast episodes.
Yeah. And the first, again, the first few that we're going to do in no particular order, but then we will end with what we think was the best episode for 2018. Now, I had two of the Just Thinking podcasts that I just thought were great. And I guess I'll start with the first one that I had was the one where basically Daryl was out traveling and Virgil dealt with the issue of transgenderism, denying the Imago Dei. And I thought that was a tremendous episode. And I think that was one where even though the two of them together, you have that chemistry, Virgil did an excellent job, even without Daryl there, just really addressing some of the issues that we have to address when it comes to transgenderism. And that's Just Thinking episode 57.
So one that that I think hits an issue that's always under attack, and that was the White Horse Inn episode on imputation, the heart of justification. And imputation is something that I didn't really hear much about growing up. And now with doing the podcast, I see how much we're facing attacks on justification and a correct understanding of justification and imputation. So that was just an excellent episode.
I think another one, and my first two were both Just Thinking podcasts, but the episode 56 on the minds of Black folks. Now, this is where basically they were dealing with a letter that they had received. There was a call to all Black folks and how they're supposed to be thinking about things. And basically it was 13 different things of what it was that all Blacks were supposed to be demanding. And basically, the guys at Just Thinking did such a great job going through each point and showing why biblically there's problems with it and how we should be thinking biblically. And I think that was one of the best podcast episodes that for 2018.
So I'm going to, people are going to start getting suspicious because I picked a few Lutheran things on both lists. But the Thinking Fellows episode with Donovan Riley on Christ in all of Scripture was great. And I think, again, that's something that I didn't really grow up hearing much about. So it's always encouraging seeing that we can see Christ in the Old Testament too.
Well, yeah, we just might disagree on how much. So let me give one of yours, because I think your one that I already mentioned on Girl, Check Your Theology, I think that was one of the best that needs to be in this category, because I really think that you kind of broke a story there and really was the first one to look at this book, evaluate this book, that is so loved by people, and yet the theology of it is really wanting. And a lot of people followed after you guys, but I think Theology Gals really set the trend there. There were some other podcasts, I think, that may have mentioned it as well. But I think right after you guys did that, there were a lot of others that started doing the book review of that. And I think that it sparked it.
So this one stuck out to me this year, and it's not because I agreed with everything that they said, but it was a doctrine and devotion episode called Reformed or Deformed. And it was a special episode that they did to respond to some criticism that they received. And it was, if you want, you can go look it up and listen to it yourself, so I won't get into great detail. But they had done an episode talking about what things that they thought were appropriate for women to do. And because I'm a Presbyterian and the Reformed Baptist, I would see things differently. But there's a reason why I chose this. The reason that they did this special episode was because they had received a lot of criticism, and there were a lot of things being said that misrepresented or misunderstood what they had said on the initial episode. And the reason it stuck out to me is because of the way that they approached it. I know sometimes when I'm criticized, I feel defensive, and maybe if I did a special episode, I wouldn't always be gracious, but I did appreciate the way that they approach it. They're a little lighthearted about it, but I think that's the tone of their podcast generally, where they do have kind of a mix between some lighthearted fun and then some serious theology. But the reason it stuck out to me as an episode in 2018 to listen to was just the way that they did respond and deal with being attacked and misunderstood.
Well, see, now it makes for a weird situation, because the next one you have on the list is one of mine.
I chose it, though. I chose it.
But you chose this one, but I'll speak to it. It was my episode that we mentioned earlier on More Christian Than Black or White, and that was the one with Daryl Harris and I. And I think that, like I said, this is one where we really were just going to talk social issues until an article came out, and we addressed point by point through that article some issues that we see where people try to make arguments with the social justice stuff. But you're the one that put this on, so maybe you should mention why you added it.
Well, I think I said in the beginning of the podcast, when I picked this as one of my favorites of your episodes, I just think that the topic was dealt with well, and it was a good conversation. Daryl does an excellent job of talking about the social justice stuff, and I think because he is Black, that he has a unique perspective.
You know, I'll give you a little inside scoop on that. When Daryl was sitting there and I was talking with him on the podcast, I was taking notes. And I couldn't write fast enough. I mean, that guy just has so much wealth of good information. It's like, I was like, oh, that's great, I got to write that down, but I couldn't write fast enough. So what do you have next for the next one?
Well, this one is actually another Lutheran podcast, but it this was...
Presbyterian or Lutheran?
I know. There's rumors going around. I'm definitely Presbyterian. But a friend of mine had recommended this series from Epiphany Lutheran Church there in New York City. And it was actually a series. It wasn't just one episode. It was a series, and you can find it on YouTube. But their pastor did a midweek devotional, and he did a series on Ruth. And the reason I appreciate it so much is he talked about suffering within that series, and that's just a very near to my heart topic. And I was just very encouraged personally by the series.
You know, mentioning that, we should mention that you're going to be speaking at a conference here in New Jersey in March 15th and 16th on the topic of suffering. And that conference is going to be on sanctification through suffering, and it's going to be you, and it's going to be Justin Peters. It'll be Frank Mullis from Striving for Eternity, and it'll be a local pastor here in New Jersey. We're going to deal with issues of depression, anxiety, dealing with living with long-term suffering. And so we're going to have information about that at strivingforeternity.org. If you're struggling, if you suffer physical ailments, just I want to say mental, but I want it to sound wrong, but you know, dealing with things of anxiety or depression, or if you deal with physical things, this is going to be one we're really going to try to give you a biblical view of that. And so that's a conference you may want to check out. It's going to be March 15th and 16th in Freehold, New Jersey, and we'll have the information up at strivingforeternity.org. But with that, we should get to what we think, and it was interesting. When you and I went through this list, both of us had what we thought was the best podcast. We both agreed Just Thinking was the best podcast for the year, and we both agreed on this next podcast episode. We both independently, with the thousands of episodes that you and I have listened to over the year, we both came to the same conclusion with this one, that this was the best one. Without giving it away, what were your thoughts, or why was this your favorite episode ever for this year?
Well, first of all, it's the only episode that I've gone back and listened to now three times, and I thought it was something that all Christians should listen to, especially in view of social media. Sometimes we focus more on the negative than the positive, and learning how to navigate when we are being discerning, but also being mindful of the other commands in Scripture, like kindness and love. That's why this particular podcast was really my favorite of the year.
Yeah, when I first heard this episode, I turned and said, this is a must listen for every Christian, especially those who claim to be doing discernment. This was probably, I listened to it over and over again, as you did, because it was packed with information that is so necessary.
It was packed with Scripture too.
Very much so, which he usually does. But we've already mentioned that him previously, because he does a thorough job. And so the podcast episode of the year is from Tyler Villa, The Freed Thinker. That is his episode, Trimming the Fattiest, Discerning the Discerners. And that is a must listen to for every Christian that is online. Please, the link is in the show notes. We encourage you to listen to all of these, but if there's one that you should listen to, that's the one. Go listen to that.
And let me just say, since it says Discerning the Discerners, it's not a podcast picking apart people with discernment ministries. What it is a call back to Christian virtues when we are being discerning.
You know, we're the Christian podcast community, Colleen, but do we listen to only Christian podcasts?
No, we both listen to some. In fact, I'll some people may be surprised by this. I might get in trouble. I have long listened to a lot of conservative talk radio. I don't listen to as much as I used to because now I listen to a lot of Christian podcasts also, but I'll just say there is probably one of the most popular conservative talk radio personalities out there I started listening to as a teenager in high school. So many years of listening to conservative talk radio, and now I've discovered other things that I really enjoy, like true crime podcasts.
Yes, and you got me hooked on them. Thanks. But we do listen to podcasts that are for secular in nature. But this first one that I want to mention, so these are just a shout outs to some podcasts that are not necessarily Christian, but we listen to and think they're very good. And this first one that I have is actually by a Christian, but it's not a Christian podcast. And that is the Audacity to Podcast. Daniel J. Lewis does an excellent job. If you want to learn about podcasting, I don't think I know a podcast that packs every single second with information. There's not a wasted second. And he talks about that he doesn't want to do that. He wants to make sure that every second you're listening to him, he is providing content to help you. So if you're interested in podcasting, now he's been on a hiatus for a bit, but I've gone back and binged twice. So I'm on my second round through all of his podcasts. So it's one that I suggest you go and check out if you're interested in podcasting.
So we're only going to do one conservative talk radio show, but this is one that I think Andrew and I both tune into, and that is the Ben Shapiro Show. My kids do make fun of me when I listen to him. So if you're not familiar with Ben Shapiro, he is an Orthodox Jew, and a lot of people may not know this, but a lot of Jews come from a liberal democratic perspective. And Ben really does try to look at things from a religious perspective, from his Jewish religion. But the reason I appreciate him is he's very fair. So right now with a lot of conservative politics, there's a lot of criticism of Trump, but he'll recognize where Trump has done a good job and where not so much. And I appreciate that. And he's really addresses a lot of things well, like abortion and why it is wrong. But it's not from a Christian perspective, although it is from a perspective of believing that God exists.
You know, one of the ones I enjoy, and I'm going to say it right off the bat so people understand, this one is secular. And so their view on their worldview is not going to be in line always with a Christian mindset, but it is the Curiosity Daily. It's about 11 to 15 minutes a day, and Monday through Friday, and they just go over a whole lot of things. They say get smarter in just a few minutes every day, but they give a whole bunch of different cultural trends, life hacks, developments in science, technology that really help to just keep learning things. And I just enjoy, I am naturally curious and I love to learn. So it's right up my alley talking about anything from galaxies to brain cells. And they're an enjoyable, quick podcast.
So I like a lot of true crime podcasts and probably like some of the most popular ones that most people that like true crime podcasts listen to. But there's one that is not as popular as some others, but it is a favorite of mine, and it's called the Vanish Podcast. The reason I like it is a lot of the podcasts like True Crime Garage and some of those will often pick stories that are more well known. And I do enjoy listening to those. But what I really appreciate about the Vanish Podcast is they talk about missing persons, but they talk about stories that you've never heard before. Maybe stories in your own town of somebody who's gone missing, but the news hasn't picked it up. But there's a family that's aching and hurting and searching for their lost loved one. So that's a true crime podcast that I, that's one that I don't miss each week.
The next one on my list is one that my daughter got me turned on to, and that is 99% Invisible. Again, I cannot endorse everything that their views on everything, but it's about design. And they say design is everywhere in our lives, perhaps most importantly in places where we've just stopped noticing. That's why they call it 99% Invisible. And they go through and just look at design and architecture and things like that. And I really enjoy that because, again, it's about learning. There's a lot of things I learn. Do I enjoy all the episodes? No, not always. But I enjoy most of them because a lot of them are dealing with different things I didn't know anything about. Learned a lot about how jeans, the jeans you wear, how they came about. And it was really cool to learn. I didn't know any of that. So I really enjoy 99% Invisible.
So this one probably is one of the best true crime podcasts of the year. And sometimes a true crime podcast will just be several episodes and that's it. There was one called Dirty John, I think in 2017 is when it aired. And it was just a set amount of episodes. And when it was done, it was done. And this is another one like that. And it's called Dr. Death. And it tells the story of Christopher Dunch, and he was a Texas surgeon who was convicted of malpractice after 31 of his patients were left seriously injured after he operated on them, and two patients died. And it just tells the whole story because it's just crazy that so many of his patients could have had these difficult situations, and he continued to operate. And it's just a very fascinating, crazy, crazy story. And so that's one that I've enjoyed this year and I think has been pretty popular in the true crime community.
And I have one last one in the secular realm, and you might see the trend. In the secular realm, what I like is things that teach me something, where I'm learning. And Imagined Life is one that I really got into recently. Really enjoyed it. It's about half an hour, and what they do is they start by taking someone famous and they pretend like you are that person, and they walk you through their life. You go walk in their shoes, and each episode is dealing with a person, and at the end of the episode, they reveal who you are. And it's actually kind of fun to see who you are and how soon you figure out who you are. I'm a couple of times I've picked up one of them. I picked up halfway through and I said, I know who it is. And it's fun to keep hearing the details and find out, oh, you're right. Some of them, I go through the whole thing and I go, I have no idea who this is until they reveal it. But it's one of those things that is just enjoyable. And actually, this is from the same network that was behind the Dirty John that you mentioned. But this is just fun to listen to these famous people, and you get to realize that some of these famous people, you didn't even know that they had the struggles that they had, and it's an enjoyable one.
I'll have to check that out. I did want to mention another type of podcast that I recently discovered, only just as an encouragement to our listeners, and I've been trying to brush up on my French. I took 4 years of French in high school because I thought I wanted to be a missionary in Haiti, and since then, I've had children, been raising children. I did not stay up on my French. And I do listen to almost probably over 50% of the music I listen to is in French, because that's just what I enjoy. And anyways, I've started listening to some of these podcasts. I'm still trying to figure out what is my favorite one, where it helps you to brush up on those languages. So if you're somebody that maybe took Spanish in high school and you want to brush up on it, there's a lot of really great podcasts, both for teaching languages, and then also if you know a language kind of or okay, there's podcasts that will help you just kind of improve on your foreign language skills.
Okay, so I got to tell you a funny story about speaking Creole. So my father owned a dry cleaners, and we had a bunch of people that worked there that were from Haiti. And so obviously they spoke Creole. There were also, a lot of them were related to one another, and I managed the shop. Over the years, I had been there 3 years managing them and got to know a lot. And I just always had this thing, like they would be arguing in Creole and I never knew what they were saying. So I didn't want that. So what did I do? I ended up learning not a lot of Creole, but enough that I can be somewhat conversational, but I understood a lot more than I could speak. And I ended up learning enough that I would know what they were saying. And with that, I used to do this kind of my way of joking around with them. And now remember, I'm the boss's son. So you got to, like, they're nervous when the boss's son jokes around. But I would joke around and say, hey, listen, this is America. We argue in English. We can all get in on your family business. And that was my way of saying, hey, cut it out. Because they were arguing about family things, not anything work-related. And because so many of them were related, it just became a problem if they brought their personal stuff into work. And so I go off to college. And I come back during Christmas break. And we had two new people there. And they just know me as the boss's son. They don't know my sense of humor at all, where the others had known me for years working there before I managed. And they start having an argument. I go, hey, you guys forgot my rule here? If you're going to argue, this is America, we argue in English, so we can all get in on your family business. And these two new women started saying some things about me. Now, I'll say this. From the words that I did know, I knew that the words I didn't know were really, really bad. and so this Julia, the one that taught me Creole, starts to warn them. And I'm like, Julia, shh, no. You know, and she was like, okay, he's up to something. And I let them go all morning. I mean, all morning they're talking about me in Creole and I said nothing. And then during lunch, we have a lunch break. We had a lunchroom. I walk in to get a soda. And in Creole, I ask Julia how her son was doing in high school and the one that was in college, how they doing in school. And these two women, their eyes get all big. And as I get my soda and I walk out, Julia says in Creole, by the way, I taught him Creole and he understood everything you said about him this morning. And for the rest of the month that I was there, I could not get them to speak at all. I'm like, it was a joke. It's okay. They wouldn't say a word. They were so afraid that the boss's son was going to get them fired. I've forgotten all my Creole now.
Well, you have to go pick up a podcast. You know, my mom used to do something a little similar. My mom grew up in Venezuela as a missionary kid and was a public school teacher, and she taught ESL, English as a second language, but not all ESL teachers are bilingual. Now, my mom is 100%, almost 100% Swedish. She actually recently had a DNA test, and she's pretty close. There's a little, I think, Welsh and Finnish in there too. And she is white, as white can be, and does not look like she would speak Spanish. So the first day of school, these Spanish-speaking kids would come in, and she would only speak in English for that first day. And then the second day, there would be some kids talking, and she would just walk up and chime in. So that's what, and they would, of course, be like, she's Spanish. What did we say?
It's fun to do that. I was in an airport once, and this woman is, you know, Chinese woman. She's actually probably Hong Kong because she was speaking Cantonese. And she was speaking in English over the phone. And at the airport, you look for a place you can plug in your phone and sit. And so I'm sitting down on the floor kind of next to her. And then she switches into Cantonese. And in Cantonese, she says, well, I don't want this guy next to me hearing what I'm going to say about my boyfriend. And she starts talking some stuff. And I just sat there, you know, but then when they start calling us onto the plane, sometimes I just do things I really shouldn't do. I just walked up to her. And as we were getting ready to get on the plane, as I was walking past her to get on, and I just said, you know, you really shouldn't talk about your boyfriend that way. And then I just kept walking and let her realize that, yes, some Americans do understand some Cantonese. I'm sure she had a heart attack.
Yeah, but I actually have a son. My son, Ian, loves studying languages and knows a lot of Swedish and then some Norwegian, Icelandic, Finnish, Spanish, quite a bit of Spanish and Italian. So he could probably do that.
Hey, you know, he should pick up British, you know, what the language they speak over there. You know, for folks, that's actually, I have a friend of mine, Paul Taylor, who that's someone actually asked his son when his son was here in the States, and they said, what language do they speak in your country? And he's like, English. It's where you got it from. It's called England. So we want to congratulate Just Thinking Podcast and also Freed Thinker Podcast for the podcast episode on discerning the discerners. We think that the Just Thinking Podcast is the best podcast for 2018. And we think that the Freed Thinker on episode on discerning the discerners is the best episode of 2018. And we just want to congratulate them. Now, next year, as our Christian podcast community grows, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be voting on these things, and we're going to have a lot more input, and we're looking forward to seeing what we're going to have next year. And we may, not making commitments here, but we may even next year have trophies to give away. We're going to see what I could do with the board at Striving Fraternity, whether they'll kick in some money for that. But other podcast awards groups that give trophies actually make you pay to vote and pay to participate. We're not doing that. And we're also not going to limit it just to podcasts that are part of the Christian podcast community. But if you are interested in checking out the Christian podcast community, and it is, as you can tell, if you're listening here, we are our own feed here. But what you get on this feed, if you subscribe to Christian podcast community, is you will get all of the podcasts that are part of the community. So if you want just one RSS feed, one thing to subscribe to know that you're getting good content, you can listen just to this one Christian podcast community and you'll get all of them. Right now, as of January, we have 7 podcasts. We have the Rap Report Daily. We have, as Colleen mentioned, So You Want to Be a Podcaster. We have Theology Gals. We have Didache with Justin Peters. We have Theology Answers with Pastor James Tippins. And we have this one here with Christian Podcast Community. And so those are 7 different podcasts that we have. And we're not dropping a whole lot of things only on this feed, but things like this we're going to drop just here every year. But if you listen to this one, you're also going to get, as we add new podcasts, we're going to announce it here first. This is the place to go if you want to hear all the new podcasts that are coming. We have a number of podcasters that are anxious to join the Christian podcast community. We have a couple of people we've been talking with. We're going to be taking applications starting in January. We're going to be doing a kind of controlled introduction in January and February, doing slowly and as we work out all of our processes, and then we'll have more. But we want to congratulate all the podcasts that were mentioned and the podcast episodes. It was a great job done by many this year, and we look forward to seeing much more in 2019. I want to see, and I don't know what your views are, Colleen, for 2019, but I want to see a more difficult time for us in choosing best podcast and best podcast episodes, because I want to see so many good Christian podcasters out there producing good content that we'll have a difficult time doing it, I hope.
Yeah, and we're also going to play around this next year with some ways of picking things. This year, Andrew and I really put our heads together and chose some podcasts we knew are popular, but also ones that we enjoy. And we know that there are so many podcasts out there that we aren't even familiar with, so many great Christian podcasts or ones that we haven't spent much time listening to. There's so many podcasts I didn't even get to mention tonight that are excellent, excellent podcasts. So next year we may take nominations and play around with some different ideas of choosing.
So we're glad that you were here, that you listened, and I encourage you to go check out some of the episodes and podcasts that we mentioned And then join the Christian Podcast Community on Facebook if you want to give us some suggestions on what you think are some of the better podcasts. We'll listen, and we're looking forward to a great 2019.